This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Of course, the future of money isn't just about how we spend it. It's going to be about who spends it, like these high school kids. They're learning a little about money in the real world, or at least the almost real world. Welcome to Finance Park, a replica city run by Junior Achievement of Southern California. Around the room are small storefronts. There's a Toyota dealership, a State Farm office, utility companies, a grocery store, a Bank of America branch. Students come in, they're assigned a grown-up job, salary, family, and have to figure out how to spend their money.
So if I'm down $274, like it's negative $274?
It should always be a positive balance. So you have to go back and
Do something less?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not always easy.
So we won't go to the Clipper game.
Yeah, so cross out the Clippers game and do something simple like going to the park or something.
One of the students trying to figure out how to feed his make-believe kids and afford a car and a house is Todd. He's 16, from Burbank High School. He says in real life, he recently bought a pair of $60 jeans.
If I had taken this class a week ago, I wouldn't have bought the jean. I would probably buy a cheaper one because it's not a need.
Needs versus wants are a lot of what these young people talk about. And here it's drilled into them, money should be first and foremost about needs. Something that can be hard for a teenager to really get their head around. Clayton is 15.
You don't really have to focus much on that. On the need and want, you just kind of focus on the want more because you feel like everything's supplied to you almost.
Daniela is 18.
They're just thinking about spending. They want to get that job so I can go to Six Flags, I can buy those jeans, I can go to Boba, I can do whatever, you know? So I think for me, I have a job, so I tell them that. I mean, with having a job, there's responsibilities too. You know, you do need to understand the importance of saving.
Her takeaway from the day?
Think about the future, not just right now. You know, I want those pants right now.
As far as that future goes, 15-year-old Clarissa is realistic.
I think I want to be a cheap person because I want to try to save as much as I can. Just in case, like, I lose my job or something, then what do I have? Like, if, I don't know, I know a lot of people who they just lost all their money and they have nothing to fall back on. So I think I'll lead a cheaper lifestyle just in case something happens.
These are kids who've lived through the Great Recession, who saw their parents or friends of their parents have some real tough times. And the point of the program is in part to show them that they aren't powerless. Kat Delgado Kirkwood is Senior Director of Education with Junior Achievement.
The hope is that they understand the power of decisions and choices and that they have that control.
She says her own commitment to teaching good financial behavior came from watching her family struggle.
Making poor decisions when it came to loans, you know, car loans, having to claim bankruptcy because you made poor financial decisions. And I saw the after effects of that. And I said, okay, I'm not doing that.
Kat says family, they've got a big role to play.
Sometimes I think as parents, we may be afraid to have conversations. We may not want to show the true picture of what's happening. But I think it's important to have open dialogue with your kids and start now. Don't wait till later on. Don't pray and hope that they're making smart decisions, but actually lay out the facts and let's have some conversations.